Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a strategy that, well, it really flips the script on how organizations achieve growth. We're looking at these memos from Kochkar Studios detailing infinite SROI, that social return on investment.
Exactly. And the whole premise is provocative. It says maximum impact often requires zero budget.
And that's where the infinite part comes in.
That's the core of it. These are initiatives that generate real, measurable social impact, but they cost the parishes nothing financially. When your denominator is zero, the return is, by definition, infinite.
So for this deep dive, we're going to uncover the specific tactics behind their Bring a Friend on Sunday campaign.
Right. And how simple things, like just counting weekly attendance and being transparent about it, can fuel that growth.
Okay, let's get into it. So we're moving past the idea of marketing spend and focusing purely on human connection. The Harvard research you shared on this is, well, it's stunning.
It really is. It shows that a peer invitation is the undisputed number one predictor of someone attending church for the first time.
Number one.
And, crucially, for returning weekly, it's not even close. A personal human invitation outperforms any kind of traditional advertising by a factor of 5 to 10.
Wow. 5 to 10 times.
And this is especially true for the demographics that, you know, really drive future stability. Over 70% of young adults, that 18 to 29 segment, they attend only because a friend invited them.
And this isn't just about random invites, is it? It's more of a structural approach. I love how the sources bring in the diffusion of innovation concept here.
Oh, it's critical. The diffusion of innovation model basically says you don't chase the whole market at once.
You start small.
You start with the 3% who are already hyper-committed. They call them the faithful. You turn them into consistent inviting evangelists first.
And that small group becomes the engine for growth.
Exactly. They create a geometric multiplier effect. It's viral.
So if relationships are the engine, what are the specific low-effort strategies that get these massive returns? Let's start with, what do you actually say?
The messaging has to be precise and relational. The research shows that just using a one-sentence story in the invitation boosts acceptance rates by 45%.
45%. So, like, using the specific title of the sermon, say, The Raising of Jairus' Daughter, instead of just a generic come to church.
That's it, exactly. It gives a hook. And the sources even identified a golden phrase.
Okay.
The phrase is, come with me. It generates 200% more attendance than institutional phrasing like our church is having.
That is a phenomenal return for changing three words.
It's because it's about a shared experience, not a marketing pitch.
But follow through is just as important. The Kochkar strategy also gets into specific media actions.
Yes. And every invitation needs a direct, explicit call to action. Clarity increases follow through by 62%.
So an example would be?
Sunday, 10 a.m. at St. Sarkis, sit with me. It's clear, no ambiguity. And on the media side, they push for weekly social media micro-invites.
A short video, right?
Under 20 seconds. Using that classic fear, relief, salvation narrative arc. They even recommend a specific time, a 15-second video published every Saturday night.
But maximizing the SROI isn't just about the invite. It's about the destination. The sources demand that the Sunday experience be friend-friendly.
You can think of friend-friendly as optimizing the user experience, the UX, for that first-time visitor.
Makes sense.
Benchmarks show return rates increase by 40 to 60% when the sermon is story-based, and this is key less than 12 minutes long.
Less than 12 minutes. Now, is there a risk there? By prioritizing that, are you compromising on theological depth?
The data suggests that for the first-timer, efficiency drives retention. The depth can come later. That initial exposure has to be simple and accessible.
Because if they don't return, the depth is irrelevant.
Exactly. Which leads right into the SROI destroyers, the practices that instantly undo all that good work.
I need some clarity on one of those. What does alternating language confusion mean in practice?
It means switching back and forth between, say, English and Armenian within the same sermon. It immediately signals to the guest that they aren't the primary audience.
And the retention just falls off a cliff.
It collapses.
Right.
To less than 10%. The other major destroyer is asking for money before a person or a family has really become a consistent part of the community.
This all raises the final point then. None of this high return strategy works without discipline.
Absolutely not. The framework they describe demands strict accountability. It's simple. Count the number of friends brought each week, report the attendance monthly, and benchmark the top performers. That discipline is what maximizes the infinite return.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? The core takeaway from the Bring a Friend on Sunday strategy seems clear. The most efficient way to increase community involvement is through consistent, evidence-based human action.
Not bigger budgets.
Not bigger budgets. It is resource light, it's rooted in evidence, and it's designed for measurable viral results.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. If simple transparency, like just counting and reporting attendance, and a specific human invitation yields an infinite return, what seemingly minor zero-cost action in your professional or community life could you start tracking and optimizing for maximum impact? Think relationally, track everything, and just watch the results multiply.